BerkeyBerkey.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting one lined up for you, because standing by is the one and only Mr. Mike Yeager. He's the chief cheerleader, the founder and president of Mid-America Motorworks. They recently had their Fun Fest. We're going to get the inside scoop on that and see what else Mike has been up to in recent times. Also coming up a little later on many of these Auto World stations coming up in the next hour of the broadcast, automotive journalist extraordinaire, author, speed television broadcaster Matt Stone will be joining us to tell us about his recent drive of the Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG and some other cool stuff as well. We're also scheduled to be joined by a representative of a company with a new product that I honestly don't know anything about, and that's called Wash Drops. But we'll find out together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 800-259-9231. We're going to throw out a trivia question here. And in honor of our very special guest, we'll make it a Corvette trivia question. How do you like that? Why don't we do that? What was, let's see, how hard shall we make this question? Not too hard. Let's go the route of a... let's go to a C4 question. What was the year that the Corvette convertible came back into the C4 lineup after a little bit of a hiatus? You know, there was a time when the government and many people thought that convertibles were going away forever, and here we are all these years later, and they're all over the place. But the Corvette convertible went away for about a decade, and it returned in the decade of the 1980s. What was the year that the Corvette convertible returned? That's the question. Speaking of all things Corvette, let's go to one of our favorite guys, the founder, as I said, the chief cheerleader, and number one guy in Mid-American Motorworks, Mike Yeager. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing great. We're having bad reception here.
Oh, we got to tweak the tweakables. Well, maybe we should put you on hold here for a second and have Matt adjust the adjustables, because we can't have bad reception. We got to figure that one out. So, Matt, why don't you figure that out? And meanwhile, we'll throw out that trivia question one more time. The Corvette went away, as many convertibles did, during the decade of the 1970s, and it returned in the decade of the 1980s. It returned in C4 form. What was the year that the Corvette came back into the marketplace? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we also have that poll question out there about the ugliest vehicle of all time. Your personal nominee for the ugliest vehicle of all time. So far, high on the list, the Pontiac Aztec and the Yugo. But what's your personal favorite of the uglies? 800-259-9231, or email me up, Bob Long Radio, BobLongRadio at yahoo.com. I'm also on the Facebook thing at both Bob Long and Bob Long Radio. And now we go back to Effingham, Illinois, the home of Mid-American Motorworks and the hometown of Mike Yeager himself, the president of Mid-American. Mike, do you hear me okay now?
Bob.
Yes. Are you there?
Boy, your volume is just non-existent here.
Really? Boy, that doesn't make any sense at all. Well, let's see if we can do anything on my end to help with the problem. And, Matt, if you want to...
Now, you're a little better now. I changed phones, but it's still very weak.
All right. Well, we'll work on it as we talk here. In the meantime, The Fun Fest just wrapped up a number of weeks back. I heard it was a huge success, and you had a wonderful concert there by a great gentleman, one of the legends of rock and roll, and one of the guys that made the Eagles what they are, one of the greatest bands of all time.
Well, four-time Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, New York Times best-selling author, best-selling album of the 20th century, Don Felder of the Eagles. So, yeah, we had a pretty great concert.
That sounds great. And, of course, over the years, you've had so many wonderful people on the stage there as a treat for all the attendees at the Fun Fest, the Beach Boys, REO Speedwagon, the Guess Who. But this year, Don Felder, and I understand he opened with Hotel California, and that would have surprised me as well.
Well, that was just pretty impressive. I had heard demos of him playing as a solo artist and then with the band Hotel California. And it was better than I had hoped for, better than I imagined. And I got to tell you, that double neck strat, nothing sounded better. It was just awesome.
Excellent. Mike, how many years have you been doing the Fun Fest? About 18 or so?
18 years. In fact, Sunday was the 18th, so October 18th was our 18th Fun Fest. And we had a young fellow on stage by the name of Travis Birch. He's a Nashville artist, and he's from Effingham, Illinois, and just cut his first album in Nashville, and there's a song on it that they think may have a chance of being the number one new country artist of the year from Effingham, Illinois, and that was pretty cool.
Hey, that is really cool, and I think it's really cool that you're still in your hometown. I'm from Needham, Massachusetts, and I don't live that far, about 15 miles west of where I grew up, and you know, one of these days I may do a little adventure, some traveling around and live in a couple of other places, but there's nothing like your hometown, and the fact that you've been able to set up business and stay there. You know, not only are you a true American success story, as is shown recently on CNBC, but also, as far as I'm concerned, a hero for staying in your own hometown.
Well, you know, I appreciate everything you say, and I will take that pat on the back. You only said one thing wrong.
What's that?
You said I've grown up. I've never grown up.
Well, that's my wife. As you know, I'm advanced age, first-time dad, and my wife refers to my daughter Lucy and myself as her two children.
Well, you know what? I knew you were a late-stage father, and I see pictures of Lucy all the time. I can't say that you're not proud, though, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. Totally and completely proud, just as you are of your two great boys who have followed the footsteps into the Corvette hobby and are collectors themselves. Matter of fact, I heard, I don't know if it's true, you've added two really special new Corvettes in collaboration with your sons to your personal collection in the museum.
Well, you heard absolutely correctly. We added the 1994 C5 Alpha Corvette, which was a hand-built Corvette, one of 14, that was the first cars after the proof of concept Serve 4, which Michael and Blake also owned, and that was the Alpha car. And as they went through that test program and development, then the next application up was the hand-built beta cars, and we own one of those. And the interesting thing is that these cars were saved by General Motors' historic collection, but during the dark days of GM, they sold some cars, and you know, thank God that we were able to get Serve 4 and the Alpha and the Beta cars, and we're just so excited to have those cars to learn and teach people in the Corvette hobby how these wonderful high-performance, high-quality cars really start from the bubble-up process through the Alpha, Beta, the pre-pilot, the pilot cars, and then into production.
That is so true. When we come back, we're going to continue on that subject and talk a little bit more about education and some real cool news about Mike working with the Boy Scouts at this year's Fun Fest. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Auto World. Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lexus was set in the pace?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We got a Corvette trivia question out there, and that is about the return of the Corvette convertible to the lineup. It went away in the 70s, came back in the 80s in C4 configuration. What year was that? The
telephone number 800-259-9231. Mike Yeager is with us, chief cheerleader, president of Mid-American Motor Works, and he's telling us all about these two new vehicles added to his collection at the Fun Fest in collaboration with his sons, and really kind of pointing out and showing, you know, educating. That's what we need to do, Mike. I mean, more and more. I mean, Jay Leno is all often quoted as saying, anytime he goes to a car show and he can talk to somebody without gray hair, you know, it's a good day for him. We need to get more people educated and turned on and excited about cars and about Corvettes like you and I.
Well, I think the hobby in general is doing a great job of that. I think many, many businesses are aware of it, and you know, certainly Mid-America Motor Works is involved with the National Council of Corvette Clubs on their future Corvette owners, the birth to 18-year-old kids. We have a ride and drive program at Corvette Fun Fest that General Motors comes up and gives the kids new rides in a Corvette. That's kids younger than you and I, by the way. We stand in line and wait. The kids go to the head of the line. And this year we started working with the Boy Scouts of America, having a big camp in on our corporate facilities and kind of shooting to have 500 to 600 kids there next year. And some of the scouts are involved in parking and trash removal, and some of them are earning their merit badges on helping with exhaust installs and other mechanical items. And you know, when young boys see Corvettes, let me tell you, they get excited. With a field of thousands and thousands of Corvettes, there's a lot of excitement in the young guys that are out helping us.
Absolutely. And it's great to get those young people out there looking at the Corvettes and seeing the great lineage of Corvettes, too. I mean, there aren't many automotive icons like the Corvette. When you stop and think about it, this vehicle is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary in production, and that's quite a record, to say the least, Mike.
Well, you know, I think it's the longest continuous sports car. I mean, 60 years, I can't think of anybody that's been doing sports cars longer.
Nope.
Not as continuous. I guess Porsche was in, what, 49? So maybe Porsche's got to speed a little bit. But Corvette stayed true to its initial knitting. And I'm, you know, I'm as fascinated today about the Corvette history and the performance of the car. Each generation of Corvettes, the performance gets better and better and better. You know, you wonder where they can take these cars and still meet cafe standards, but they do a splendid job of doing that.
Can't wait to see the next generation of the Corvette, the C7. There's lots of rumors swirling around about it, but just to keep us all wanting for the latest and greatest for 2012, I know Chevrolet brought out to the Fun Fest the latest limited edition Corvette. This is the Centennial Edition, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet. And the really cool thing that they've done with this vehicle, you can get it base, you can get it convertible, you can get it Grand Sport, you can get it Z06, or you can get it ZR1. So no matter what your price range is, you can have one of these collectibles. I haven't seen them up close yet, Mike. You've been really close to these vehicles. Are they cool? Are they as cool in person as it looks on the computer?
Not at all. They're cooler. You know, you don't get up close to them because they're always moving fast. But you know, we're blessed each year that the transport company that hauls all the new Corvettes for General Motors always brings a full transporter load. And some of our new employees at Mid-America that work there but aren't involved in the hobby say, well, why would people want to see a load of new Corvettes? And I said, well, 12 Corvettes, brand new, in one spot at one time is just a pretty awesome sight. And I said, you just wait till that transporter is parked and see the people looking and taking pictures. And each year we have converts that go, now I understand. But, you know, in the 18 years we've been doing this, those first cars are now 18 years old. And if you have a picture of an 18-year-old Corvette, 12 of them in one place at one time, brand new, still in the wrapper, that starts becoming pretty historic.
Absolutely. That is more than historic. And certainly, like you say, one of the great things that you do there at the Fun Fest is not only show people the technology of today and look ahead at tomorrow, but also go back and look at the history. And you have so many different seminars. And I think this year you must have set a new record, because I heard that a little bit earlier today that you had a tremendous amount of seminars. How many all told?
Well, we were over 100 seminars in the 4 days, and that covers everything from thinking about buying the first Corvette to maintenance on some pretty rifled-down, narrowed-down topics on Corvette's performance, restoration, collectability, maintenance, cleanup, just everything and everything in between, the how-tos and what-not-tos.
That's great. And I understand attendance across the board at the seminars was fantastic.
You know, Bob, we were up somewhere in the neighborhood of like 19.7%, but who's counting? We'll just say 20%. Attendance was up. Everything was up. Activity was up. We put in new roads once again this year. So we had more of our 180 acres that were easily accessible on paved surfaces. And we had great fall weather, except for Sunday. We had a lawn sprinkler come through, so to speak. We had a little bit of rain Sunday.
Mm. Well, it's bound to happen, and I'm sure it didn't dampen the atmosphere. And as long as it moved through quickly, that was the bottom line.
Well, it moved through. I won't say it was so quick, but you know what? By Sunday, I think everybody was kind of welcoming a little bit of cool down.
Let's talk a little bit about all the different vintage Corvettes on site there. Was there, you know, I know it's so hard, I'm sure, not only to keep track of the number of Corvettes in attendance, but also the wide varieties. But certainly every generation of the Corvette was represented, and probably every year, huh?
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I see Fun Fest through the eyes of our photographers and videographers as the days and the weeks after Fun Fest happen. You know, I see lots of cars, I walk the grounds, I drive the grounds, but I don't see them all until I look at them through the eyes of our photographers. And traditionally, we will shoot 20 to 22,000 photographs during the weekend of the event. And as those are distilled down, you know, we review them, and I will look at the majority of them. And I see cars, it's like, holy cow, where did that one come from? But you know, each year we have 25 to 35 celebrities each day going out and picking their favorite Corvette.
Oh, wow. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear much more about that. Mike Yeager is with us here on Auto World. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up. I'm Bob Long.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Congratulations to Carl, listening in Nevada, who has come up with the correct answer about the Corvette. The return of the Corvette convertible after an absence of a decade. 1986 was the year. Congratulations. And I believe the Corvette went away in 1975. The man who would know the answer is our special guest, our good friend, Mr. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader and president founder of Mid-America Motor Works. Was it 75 or 76 that the Vette convertible went away?
75, and I've only owned three of them over the years. And I've only owned two 86 convertibles of the 300-plus Corvettes that I've owned. But, hey, if you have Carl's address, I'll send him one of my Corvette Bibles.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, my friend. I definitely will get that to you in the next day or so. Let's talk a little bit more about this year's Fun Fest, as you were talking about. I can't believe the amount of photography, the amount of photographs that are taken during the Fun Fest, and you go through and you check them all out. Imagine just the portfolio of colors when you stop and think about all the unique colors over the years.
Bob, we have over 3 terabytes of event photography of Corvettes, all indexed with meta tags of year, cars, events, dates, color, people, pretty extensive library. So we add to it every year.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting when I can put out a request that I need a picture of a yellow 86 convertible. And the response is, well, what year do you want us to have shot that car in? So we have a pretty sophisticated system for retrieving our photos, and I'm blessed with a great photographer that has just a very, very just a great mind for how to store and retrieve photography.
Absolutely. And you're blessed with a great crew out there at MidAmerica, and you keep growing bigger and bigger. It's amazing when I look at some of the shots of your facility. How big is your warehouse out there? And, of course, you've got the installation facility and the Mike Yeager Museum. You've got a lot of things going on there.
You know, Bob, we've added in the last year another 20-plus thousand square feet of storage space. We've got to be in the neighborhood of a quarter million square feet of office, warehouse, distribution, museum, installation, just, you know, facilities under roof, so to speak. And that's our corporate campus, where our main office distribution center is 180 acres. So we've just added another 30 acres to that since Corvette Fun Fest, because as you well know, my goal is to get a drag strip and a road course, and we keep buying more farmland when it becomes available, and someday, I don't know, my grandchildren will certainly think that I was a smart man, but we keep acquiring property to put together this dream of a road course.
That's going to be great. Well, one of these days, it's definitely going to happen. And speaking of one of these days, we're not that far from the big SEMA show out in Las Vegas, and you're doing something really special this year.
Well, every year we have a car in our booth, and it's normally a brand new car. And this year I decided to bring a vintage car out of our collection. And in 1964, there were about 7 '64 Corvette coupes that General Motors Styling Department did all kinds of styling studies and features to. And of the 7, we own 3 of them. And the car that we're taking this year is Bunky Knutson's personal car, which is a Cadillac Fire Mist Blue with white interior. It has power vent windows, spatial exhaust, two-bar knockoff wheels, blue wall tires. It's got white wall and blue wall tires. But when you're running Chevrolet and you call up Goodyear and you say, I want a set of blue wall tires to match my car, how long did you think in 1964 it took Goodyear to say, would you want those yet today? Or so anyhow, it's a really cool car. It's got a high back bucket seat, spatial custom interior, chrome under the hood, and just all kinds of spatial styling cues to it, and it's going to be in our booth where people can step up. And as you well know, I let car people look at my cars and literally and figuratively touch them. I mean, that's what cars are made for. And, you know, as a collector, I'm probably less concerned that car people are going to hurt my cars. Sometimes people are a little bit prissy with their collector's cars, and I'm mildly particular. But I think car people aren't going to hurt your car, so all the SEMA people are going to see a million-plus dollar car sitting in our booth up close and personal.
That's going to be great. And I know you've got an upcoming trip. Your Volkswagen business continues to expand, too. And speaking of that, I would imagine the Volkswagen Air-Cooled Fun Fest must be quite an extravaganza as well. And as you noted a little bit earlier to me today, it's not unusual for folks to show up there with not unusual colored vehicles, but unusual colored hair.
Well, I always say at Volkswagen, we have blue hairs to blue hairs. And, you know, it's an extravagant as Corvette, eclectic as Volkswagen, from the owners to the cars to what they do with them. And you know, one of the things I've learned in life is that car people are car people, regardless of the brand, and they all love a specific brand, a specific model, and certainly we embrace that at the Corvette side as well as the air-cooled Volkswagen side. And as the more I get involved with Volkswagen on the air-cooled side, the more I look at the buses, and the buses are just so cool. As well as the Beatles, and, you know, I guess it is, I like things that move, you know. Something that sits still has no interest to me. Something that moves and is mechanical, that's all right. So that's kind of my car bent. I like things that move, go fast, look good, and other people like.
Well, absolutely, and who could not love a Corvette. I mean, if you, it boggles the mind that, you know, once in a while I'll run into somebody who isn't a fan of the Corvette, but it's only a matter of time before we're going to tip them to the other side because, it's, as far as I'm concerned, the American dream machine. It always will be. And, the Corvette Bible that you're giving to our friend in Nevada is such a wonderful piece of work. You gave me a copy down at the Amelia Island Concours, and I have it right here in my home studio office. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Corvette Bible, Mike.
Well, it was a work of love. It started with John Gunnell and I doing a project together. And from that project, Bob, we did the Corvette Bible, and we're now in our second edition. We sold out the first edition in less than a year, and we went back. And the cool thing on the second edition is that we used every piece of photography out of our library, and many, many, many of the shots are our customers' cars that we know. So that was kind of cool. Then it covers the history of Corvette year by year, and then all the variations of each year. Then collectively, I tried sharing with the readers the strong points, the weak points of each specific year through my eyes, as well as saying, if you buy a 68 Corvette with no motor, no transmission, what would you do with it? Not every Corvette has to be restored. Every Corvette has to be back on the road. If you buy a 68 Corvette and you can prove it was an L88, you better believe me, it needs to be restored. But if it's just an old, worn-out car, needs a new motor and transmission, they make awful cool street machines. So there's so many things that you can do with the Corvette. But I think the key thing is not seeing that first-time buyer get upside down in the car and spend too much money trying to restore it, because that's very, very costly, and then give up on the project. So I...
Absolutely, Mike. Always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Why don't we make sure and give out that official website for Mid-America Motor Works and that famous telephone number.
Well, phone number is easy. It's 800-500-1500. And website is www.mamotorworks.com.
Mamotorworks.com.
That'll get you to the corporate site.
Hi, this is Bob Long. I want to introduce you to a company that's new and innovative in the financial services industry and one that I fully endorse. The company is Plan 4 Financial Network. Plan 4 Financial Network was founded to provide planning solutions for businesses and individuals. This is why I chose Plan 4 Financial Network. So give Kevin Janeway, John Abel, or Carl Moore a call at 248-957-8220. That's 248-957-8220. You won't regret it.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. Mike Yeager, chief cheerleader, founder, president of Mid-America Motor Works, has agreed to hang with us for the rest of the hour, and we thank him so much for that. And Mike, before the hard network break there, you were giving out the website and the telephone that has a very interesting story. The telephone number has a very interesting story about it or surrounding it. Why don't you give out those items one more time?
6:30 dinner.
All right, we're back with Mike Yeager. Mike, before the break there, we kind of ran into a hard network break there, and you were giving out the official website and telephone number for Mid-America, so why don't we reiterate those one more time?
Bob, the website is www.mamotorworks, mamotorworks.com, and the phone number, that easy one, only for you and I to remember, is 800-500-1500. 800-500-1500. You can buy. You can get a free Corvette or a free air-cooled Volkswagen Beetle catalog.
Fantastic. And speaking of the Volkswagen Beetle, I understand in the not-too-distant future you're going to be heading over to Europe. Tell us a little bit about that trip for the Volkswagen side of things.
Well, Bob, at our air-cooled Volkswagen side, we have a new program where we have a value line, a reproduction line, and an OE line. So it could be the same part. It could be a window scraper, and we have the same part and three different price categories, three different qualities, and a little different than our Corvette world. Volkswagen has parts at three different price levels, and many of our competitors sell one of the three. We sell three of the three and give our customers a chance to pick the one they want. And Laurie, Blake, and I, and Richard Davies from OEV Dub are headed to Europe for 2 weeks, going to visit 24 different suppliers and looking for those original made and NOS Volkswagen parts that we can bring back to America to sell to that very, very unique, specific Volkswagen Beetle and bus lover.
That sounds great. And we never did finish something that we started to talk about, and that's the fact that at every Corvette Fun Fest, you have celebrity judges out there making the rounds. Tell our listeners around North America all about that.
Well, what I started to tell you, Bob, before the commercial break is that you were asking about, did we have one of every generation? The answer is, of course we did. But one of the cars that was selected by a celebrity judge was a 5362 Corvette. And I can't put those together close enough in that they took a first-generation Corvette chassis, and honest to God, they used parts for every year Corvette from 53 to 62 on this car. And I will reserve my personal judgment about it, but somebody loved it. But it had a 53 front end and a 62 rear end, but it had components. And Corvette people know all the various little components from a 58 hood to the 56, 57 scoops on the. It had some of everything. It sounds gaudy, but the guy did a great job. He said, well, I just had a lot of extra parts, so I put them all together into one car. That was unique. So that car alone embodied every 53 to 62 Corvette. But it's surprising how many of the early Corvettes are driven to Corvette Fun Fest. Not as many as the first gen. Well, I say first gen, the 53 to 55, but you get into the 56, 57, up to the 62, we'll have three, four dozen of them. And that's just an awful lot of those old solid axle Corvettes that are brought in for the weekend. And that's a cool thing because that's what lit up my interest in Corvettes was a 62 Corvette, more the vision of it, but more, or the sighting of it, but more specifically a 1960 Corvette. You know, that's the, you know, when a 12-year-old kid sees the American heartbeat, the Corvette, and thinks of freedom, horsepower, chasing women, racing other cars, you got to think about Corvette. And I had that sighting when I was 12 years old, and I've never lost it since.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 if anybody has a question for Mike Yeager, Chief Cheerleader at Mid-American Motor Works. Have you set the date for the Fun Fest 2012?
Bob, those are set somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years out at a time.
I'm not surprised.
Who's being specific here? 2012, September 13th through the 16th, we are going to honor the 50th anniversary of the Corvette Stingray.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. 1963.
Yeah.
It went from Corvette to Corvette Stingray. The split-window coupe was new. I mean, the 63 Corvette, better put, the C5 Corvette, made the big splash just like that 63 Corvette did. But next year, 2012, in September, they introduced the Corvette Stingray 50 years ago. So the whole tribute is going to be around the 63 Corvette. We haven't booked a band yet, but I'd love to have the Beach Boys. I would love to have the Little Deuce Coupe here. All kinds of split windows, and then maybe bring in some competitive cars. Maybe some early Mustangs, the Camaros, and you know the Dodge Darts, the Hemi cars. All those early muscle cars that was on the street during that 63, 64, 65 time period. You know, when I think the streets in America were on fire with all the muscle cars, and I'm the one that thinks the King of the Hill in 63 was still Corvette. It was the cool car.
Absolutely. I mean, boy, that car is just a timeless icon, to say the least, the 63 Corvette. And
you know, I'm biased as bias can be. And when I try getting around that bias, I still say that the 63 Corvette in the annals of all automotive history is one of the most iconic cars out there. And even though I'm a convertible fan, the 63 split window coupe just has such notoriety, such recognition. And other than the fact that the car has chrome bumpers, and cars today have been without chrome since the early 70s, that car still looks timely on the street today. It really does. So I think one mark when you look at Ferraris, certain Porsches, And certainly the 63 Stingray, well-designed cars, are just timeless. And that car, in my books, absolutely fills the bill.
Any rumors that you've heard that you can tell us about the next generation, the seventh generation? There have been rumors of perhaps a split-window edition or an option. Chevrolet seems to be pretty close-mouthed on this. I know some folks who may be working on a book of the seventh generation Corvette, but they're not telling me anything, Mike, so I have to go to you.
Well, Bob, guess what? You're 0-3 here. You got to go back up to bat because you lost on this one, too. If I knew, I would tell you, and then they would kill me later. But I, honest God, I really don't know. I mean, I've heard 7-speed. You know, we've all heard things about perhaps the moniker Stingray will come back. We've heard the split window. And, you know, I think the only thing we're going to see is probably a new generation of Corvette engine. Maybe we'll see a longer wheelbase, a little, you know, to change the ride of the car. I'm certain they're going to have to do something in the driveline side to keep meeting the GM can't, the stupid cafe standards. I mean, you know, we can cook the books anyway. You can build electric cars so your other cars can get less miles per gallon. But at the end of the day, they're still going to have to do something to up the mileage. And when I think of a Corvette today, I've got a new Grand Sport, an 11 Grand Sport, that if I drove it as a normal person, or I don't know if there is such a thing as normal, but if I drove it at that typical 65 mile an hour, I'd be getting 27 to 28 miles a gallon in a car with hundreds and hundreds of horsepower. It can kick ass on anything of the street and still get that kind of gas mileage. So I'm pretty happy with the mileage of a Corvette, but I know that the OE people keep having to raise that bar.
I know. They're making it difficult, but let's hope and pray that the performance remains and the technology continues to kind of even the gap there between, you know, I agree with you, especially the 2025 standards, I think, are really over the top. But anyway, Mike, always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Look forward to seeing you at SEMA. And everybody, check out the official website for Mid-America, which is, once again, Mike,
MAMotorworks.com, MAMotorworks.com, and 800-500-1500. Bob, I always love your music.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour. On the road again. I'm
on the road again. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.